This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Morning, and a warm welcome to the second half of Catholic Radio on Manawatu People's Radio, Te Reo Irirangi o Ngā Tangata o Manawatu, where we will share a radio liturgy during which we will pray together, listen to, and reflect on the Bible readings of the day, as well as getting a little bit of news from our parishes. I'm June Hurley, standing in for Peter, who cannot be with us because of health problems. But with me in the studio are James Kissel and Catherine Cairns. So good morning, James and
good
Catherine.
Morning, June.
Great morning, June. To have you here today. Today is the first Sunday of Advent, and we also should be saying Happy New Year, as today is the first day of a new year in the church calendar. The readings today encourage us to be prepared and watchful. Advent is a season in which we prepare for the celebration of Christmas, but more importantly, take time out of our busy lives to take stock of our own situations and prepare for the second coming, while we also celebrate the first coming of the Prince of Peace. So while the message of this first Sunday is one of watchfulness, there is also a message of hope. And this year has certainly been one where we all need hope. So, today's message is one of anticipation, hope, and watchfulness. We are called to be alert. So let's get ready for Jesus to come.
Let's get ready for Jesus to come. Let's get ready, let's get ready, let's get ready for Jesus to come.
Jesus, come into our hearts. Jesus, come into our hearts. Let's all open the door to our hearts forevermore. Jesus, come into our hearts.
Let's get ready for Jesus to come. Let's get ready for Jesus to come. Let's get ready.
Thank you for your love. Jesus, we thank you for your love. You showed us the way to love each other every day. Jesus, we thank you for your love.
Let's get ready for Jesus to come. Let's get ready for Jesus to come. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. Let's get ready for Jesus to come.
Let us begin our liturgy by acknowledging the Holy Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On this first day of Sunday of Advent, we are reminded that God's people have not always been faithful. We hear that despite our sinfulness, and because of Jesus, however, God is faithful to us. But we must be watchful. We do not know the exact hour when the Lord will come to us, individually or at the end of time. We dare not take God for granted. Lord Jesus, you have made us whole and enriched us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you will keep us firm to the end. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you warn us to be alert for your coming. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armour of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when we shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal. Through him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And now let us listen to the readings of the day.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. You, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from old is your name. Why, O Lord, do you make us stray from your ways and harden our heart, so that we do not fear you? Turn back for the sake of your servants, for the sake of the tribes that are your heritage. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye had seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you and your ways. But you were angry and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have delivered us into the hands of your iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, you are our potter, we are all the works of your hand. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm response, Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
O shepherd of Israel, hear us. Shine forth from your cherubim throne. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help.
Lord, make us turn to you.
Let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted.
Lord, make us turn to you. Let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life that we may call upon your name. Lord, make us turn to you, and let us see your face, and we shall be saved.
A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. My brothers and sisters, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gifts as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you are called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be on your guard, stay awake, because you never know when the time will come. It is like a man travelling abroad. He has gone from home and left his servants in charge, each with his own task, and he has told the doorkeeper to stay awake. So stay awake, because you do not know when the master of the house is coming. Evening, midnight, cockcrow, dawn. If he comes unexpectedly, he must not find you asleep. And that I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The following reflection is taken from Nikki Santos from the Society of Jesus. The important prayer of the season of Advent is the coming to awareness of our need for a Saviour. We pray for a greater sense of awareness and alertness to all the various ways God is trying to enter our world and our individual lives. Christ's coming is an always event, but during this liturgical season, we are invited to take time for ourselves to whom he comes. The Gospel is a section from Mark's lead up to Christ's Passion. The entire chapter deals with the ending of things. For all the images of coming disasters possible, Jesus is exhorting his followers to states of readiness. Be watchful. Be alert. Watch. These are strong words which catch the ear of his disciples. They are also words by which Jesus himself has lived his personal mission of redeeming this world. Awareness can be a function of fear, but also of love. If being redeemed is our final end, and if Jesus' mission was to redeem us and bring us all back to the hands of the potter, the creator, then fear of his coming is not the final disaster, but the final revelation of God's creative love. Jesus uses a little image, which is important, but can be easily overlooked. Jesus uses the image of a landowner who goes on a journey, but leaves his servants, each with his own work to do. The challenge is not just to stay awake, but awake so as to do the work of bringing light and life to God's world. Waiting and watching out of fear is passive and paralyzing. Waiting in faith is eager and exciting. We can wait expecting to be caught, or expecting to be caught up in our part in his coming into this world. Now that I admit to being a bit older, I'm waiting more actively for Christmas and enjoying Advent more. As a younger person, Advent was easily endured because I had my eyes on the prizes of Christmas under the largest Christmas tree my father could convince my mother to allow in the house. Emptiness in our living room was replaced with branches whose fullness promised completion. Darkness was replaced by as many lights as our electrical system would permit. Silence was moved out by carols and stories of the old times. We kids enjoyed it all, of course, but it was all about having and waiting for more. I sound like an old fuddy now, but what I ask of Christmas has changed, and the days bringing Christmas to me are different. There is a song from the musical play MAME whose main line is, "We need a little Christmas right this very minute." Before I need Christmas, I need a little emptiness, darkness and silence. These Advent days do get busier, packed, brighter and louder. What I need is some sense that I need an experience of being redeemed, recreated, renamed and reborn. I would like to be more watchful and alert to how loved I am and how many ways there are to bring Christ to life in the world around me.
Now is the moment.
After I'm gone, I need a place to keep my family warm.
Don't want a vision of saints robed in white. I want the blind to see the sweet morning light.
Now is the moment. Now is the time. This very day there is salvation.
God's people have always been a people of watching and waiting. We too watch and wait for Jesus' return, praying for God's loving care for us and for the whole world. So in hope, let us pray.
We pray for the church that we may be awake to life each day and have a hopeful alertness in our lives. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. We pray for the victims of violence and war everywhere, especially the children who suffer so much. May they know the love and compassion they need. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. Let us pray for world leaders and diplomats that all nations may work together for justice and to build a world of peace and hope for future generations. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For those waiting for the birth of a child, that the expectant parents be blessed, that the hearts be filled, that their hearts be filled with love and acceptance, that their children will be helped to grow up to maturity. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer. For those who have died, that they find peace and repose, and that those mourning will be comforted. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Ever faithful God, we turn to you in our need, knowing that you love us despite ourselves. Give us the grace to be alert for your presence and aware of all those for whom we are responsible. We pray in the name of Jesus, who keeps us firm to the end. Amen.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our sins as we forgive each one of those who sin. Not to the time of trial, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
So now's the time for the news and going on around the diocese. So, Catherine and James, please will you share the news that you have for us?
So, at St. Mary's this week, there is a senior anointing mass and luncheon. This is on Tuesday the 5th of December, with mass at 12 o'clock, at 12, well, midday at 12 o'clock, followed by a light lunch. All senior members of the parish are very welcome to attend. Some of the school children will be there to sing for us. If anyone can help on the day, please come along. And Bishop Peter Cullinay, Knowing My Place, an autobiography in 3D, is now on sale. You can purchase a copy from the book after Mass on Sunday or call into the office anytime during the week. The cost of the book is $20.
And from Our Lady of Lourdes Parish, must be the season for Christmas lunches because they're having an anointing as well. On Wednesday the 6th, Mass at 11 a.m. So please take note of that usually Mass is at 10 on Wednesday at Our Lady of Lourdes, but it's 11 a.m. on this coming Wednesday the 6th, and followed by a senior luncheon. So if you want to sign up for that, you'll have to get in this week before the 6th anyway. Just sign up to say you're interested in coming to the lunch. From the cathedral community, there will be on Monday and Tuesday presentations by the Unity Singers of carols, and the entry is food donation, non-perishable foods. Cans are good, but they are heavy, so anything that's non-perishable. And, yes, Monday and Tuesday night to listen to the Christmas carols by the Unity Singers. Hopefully that's covered it.
Right. Thank you very much. And thank you, everybody, for being with us for this liturgy. And thank you, Catherine and James, for sharing your talents with us. And as we now move into the second week of our preparation for Christmas and our own Advent, may we heed the voice of the mystic, John the Baptist, and be prepared.
Promised us that he will come again, come to take us home, ending all our pain. We do not know how, we do not know when, we just have to be ready then. So
watch out, wake up, you never, never know when the Lord will come. Watch out, wake up, you really gotta be ready everyone. Watch out, wake up, don't sit and wait for a special sign. Watch out, wake up, you really gotta be ready all the time.
We must live in peace, we must walk in love, we must spend our lives praising God above. When our time has come, we can truly say, Jesus, I am ready today. So
watch out, wake up, you never, never know when the Lord will come. Watch out, wake up, you've really got to be ready everyone. Watch out, wake up, don't sit and wait for a special sign. Watch out, wake up, you've really got to be ready, really got to be ready, really got to be ready all the time.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.